This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Bill Church has used a scene from the play The Guys in his acting technique class at Interlochen for years. The Guys is a story of a fire captain who lost hundreds of men in the attacks on the World Trade Towers on 9/11.
See, I just don't know what to do. These guys. The call came, they went off, and they haven't found them yet.
Now that it's the 15th anniversary of the attacks, Bill decided the timing was right to perform the entire show.
As we welcome some of our freshmen and sophomores to the Academy this year, they were literally born after the event happened, which is hard to believe.
He'll perform the two-person play with Laura Mittelstadt, who also teaches theater at Interlochen. The play is based on a true story. Bill plays the part of Nick, the fire captain who's been asked to eulogize some of his firefighters lost in the attacks. But he can't come up with the right words. So he seeks help from Laura Mittelstadt's character, Joan, who's a writer.
But the families want me to say something. I'm the captain. What can I say to them? How do I explain it?
You're doing this for the families. You'll comfort them. It's for them. It won't be about what happened that day. We'll talk about who they were and make it about them, and that's what you can give the families.
The whole story, the play, is really the action of these two people coming to terms with their grief, trying to articulate their compassion for these men, and coming together to write these eulogies.
So, hey, tell me about Bill.
Bill, yeah. See, that's the problem. There's just not much to say. I mean, this hero stuff, like they were some guys in a movie, but Bill wasn't like that. He was just an ordinary guy, a schmo. If Bill walked into a room, nobody would even notice. Can't say that in a eulogy.
Hey, it's okay. We'll figure this out. Hey, people who are ordinary in an extraordinary situation, that's what this is about. Now back up a bit. Tell me about him. What did he look like when you picture him? What comes to mind?
Look like? He looked like a plumber. Not a big guy, mid-40s, reddish hair. But he was the senior man. All the junior men relied on him. They had their eyes on him to know what to do. My men, he called them.
To be honest, I have not really granted myself time to look back at my own personal experience with 9/11 until now. That was something that I guess I hadn't given a lot of thought to. It seemed like so long ago. And every once in a while, something would remind me of 9/11, but I didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about it and thinking about how I was affected by it when it first happened. And this play has given me that opportunity. We all travel in our track. Neighborhood, job, friends, parents of children's friends. No matter how big a city gets, the only way to live in it is to live in your village. You get to a certain age, the next person you meet has a logical connection to the ones that came before, a friend of a friend. Nick and I weren't supposed to meet. You cannot create another sequence from his life that leads to mine, or from my life that leads to his. But after September 11th, all over the city, people were jumping tracks.
I think going through this process reminds me, acting's hard. There is nothing easy about getting up in front of a bunch of people and sharing yourself and going into deep, dark places and sharing emotions and memorizing all those words.
Oh, God, look what I've done. I come along and unload all this stuff on you, and now you're wrecked, too.
No, you don't understand.
You're hurting. This hurts you.
This is nothing compared to what's happened to you.
That doesn't mean that you should suffer, too.
No. Can you use this?
Yes. Yes, now I have something to say when I get up there, and the words, they're the right words, but that doesn't mean I should drag you into this. You were outside of it.
If you can use it, that's all I ask. Was I outside of it? I don't want to be. Not so far. This is my city, too. I want to do something, but like words, that's all I know how to do.
It's okay. They're your tools.
You know, we as faculty members will be acting, and our students will come to see it. And I think that's really important. And it gives you a little more street cred with your students. I think when they see you having to undertake the things that you are asking them to undertake.
When Jimmy first came to the firehouse, he came into my office and I shook his hand, telling him what I tell all the new men. This is the best job in the world. Now I would say, this is the most important job in the world.
I'm sorry. Maybe that last part's not right.
The best job in the world. Can I say that in front of his folks? Oh, but it's true.
I've been doing it for 20 years. I can't imagine doing anything else.
I believe you.
Oh, these guys. You just wouldn't believe these guys.
I think what the guys helps us understand about 9/11 is the human cost and the people who were lost more than the images of violence and destruction. That it was really about the people. And we call them heroes, but they were ordinary people. Ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. And if what we can take away from an event like this is a memory of how ordinary people can rise up in these extraordinary moments of crisis, maybe we've learned and maybe we've gotten stronger.
And you can watch Bill Church and Laura Mittelstadt perform The Guys this Friday and Saturday night at the Harvey Theater. For tickets, contact the Interlochen box office. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The International Affairs Forum begins its new season next week with a discussion of the Muslim experience in America. Sally Howell is a historian who's written about Arab and Muslim communities in and around Detroit. She'll be at Millikan Auditorium next Thursday night. More information about the event can be found on our almanac at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped edit the show. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.